Chapter 49 Translator. Zia Editor. Ellie, Xu Ting. Perhaps I can try to persuade the doctor. Du Xian suddenly looked at Xu Ting and said earnestly. Xu Ting furrowed her brows slightly, then said to the others, wait outside for now. Taking Du Xian with her, Xu Ting entered the doctor's courtyard and knocked on the door. After knocking three times, He Jushin opened the door to let them in and immediately closed it again. While pouring herself some tea, He Jushin asked, have you made up your mind? On the table next to her were three somewhat disheveled books, with loose threads hanging outside, as if she had handcrafted them. These should be the three books she mentioned that Du Xian had to memorize. It seemed that He Jushin had the upper hand, confident that Du Xian would agree to her request. These three books were not as thick as imagined, and Xu Ting felt relieved somehow. However, although they were called books and not booklets, they still had considerable volume. Dr. He, I am truly grateful for your favor, but in reality, I am a man and cannot become your successor. Whether it was about inheriting family skills or taking disciples, there was a rule that they should only be passed down to females and not males. Du Xian thought that He Jushin might have considered him a woman because of his current attire, and that's why she had such an idea. He believed that as long as he clarified he was a man, she would dispel this idea. To his surprise, He Jushin's expression remained unchanged. She poured the tea and leisurely enjoyed it while watching Xu Ting and Du Xian. She neither showed disappointment nor became angry or embarrassed. You address me as the doctor, do you think I can't even tell whether you are a man or a woman? Indeed, Du Xian had changed into women's clothing, but his personality was not delicate, and his demeanor was not timid. At first glance, he looked like a naturally born woman, so throughout their journey, no one had doubted his gender. However, He Jushin was no ordinary person. With just one glance, she knew that Du Xian was a man. If she couldn't even distinguish between men and women, she might as well give up her profession. Do I seem like someone bound by those old-fashioned rules of passing knowledge only to females and not males? HMPH, why don't I just let this brat memorize instead? Suddenly, Du Xian felt a bit embarrassed and reflexively looked at Xu Ting. I have only one condition. If you memorize these books, I will accompany you both to the capital city. We will set off as soon as you finish memorizing it. Doctor, Xu Ting was about to persuade, but was immediately interrupted. If you say another word, both of you can leave. Xu Ting's temples throbbed, and she began to seriously consider the possibility of tying her up and taking her back. Unexpectedly, Du Xian suddenly grabbed Xu Ting's hand and said to He Jushin, I promise. Please, you must also keep your word. He Jushin immediately smiled and handed the three medical books to Du Xian, quickly take them and start memorizing. As a renowned doctor, how could I go back on my word? As long as you memorize them, we'll set off right away. Before Xu Ting could stop them, the deal was already made, and the three medical books were now in Du Xian's hands. Xu Ting sighed, then, may the doctor allow us to temporarily stay in the valley. He Jushin waved her hand, you can stay as you wish. With a creaking sound, the door that had been closely watched by the commander of the Imperial Guards finally opened, and Xu Ting and Du Xian walked out. The commander of the Imperial Guards quickly walked up and asked, Commander Xu, how did it go? Xu Ting replied, send the order, let everyone set up camp. We won't return to the capital city for the time being. Because He Jushin had been living in seclusion alone, the house was small, and there were rooms for Xu Ting and Du Xian to stay. But the 800 Imperial Guards had to set up camp. But, Commander Xu, the commander of the Imperial Guards anxiously asked. Xu Ting raised her hand and pressed the hilt of her knife against the guard's armor, obey the order. The commander of the Imperial Guards had no choice but to hold back all her words and salute, saying, yes, Commander Xu. Then she turned around and commanded all the Imperial Guards, set up camp, Xu Ting. Ji and Du Xian entered the room. Before Xu Ting could speak, Du Xian said, Xu Ting, I can actually memorize things very quickly. Xu Ting understood what kind of person Du Xian was. When Du Xian agreed to Dr. He Jushin's condition, she knew that Du Xian must be confident. Du Xian wouldn't cause trouble for her. But even so, Xu Ting was still worried. For now, they could only try to shorten the time on their return journey. No matter what, Xu Ting would make sure everything was well prepared for her husband. So, Xian, how much time do you estimate it will take you to memorize them? If all goes well, it would take 2 days, and if the content is too profound and obscure, at most 3 days, Du Xian said, clenching his teeth. He wanted to help Xu Ting, and he was determined to do it. Xu Ting reached out and embraced Du Xian. No need to force yourself, just do your best. Memorizing the texts required a quiet environment, so after agreeing with Du Xian, Xu Ting left the room, leaving him alone. Du Xian picked up the topmost medical book, opened it, and focused his mind to start reciting. Du Xian had never been exposed to medical knowledge before, and the content seemed highly profound and difficult for him to comprehend. He could only grit his teeth and memorize it as best as he could. However, as he continued reciting, he surprisingly began to sense something extraordinary. It was as if his brain automatically unraveled and analyzed the complex knowledge. After Xu Ting went out, the Imperial Guards had already set up their tents. The commander of the Imperial Guards came to Xu Ting's side and asked, "Commander Xu, did Ms. Du really agree with the doctor's condition?" Xu Ting replied, "Yes." The commander of the Imperial Guards suddenly admired Du Xian. She had previously seen him getting close to Xu Ting and thought she's a woman, crossing boundaries of propriety, and had a low opinion of her. But now, it seemed she was biased in her judgment. Commander Xu, just say what you want to say directly." The commander of the Imperial Guards mustered up her courage and said, "Ms. Du is a good person. Although she looks like a young woman, Commander Xu, you shouldn't humiliate Ms. Du like that." Her expression was extremely awkward and a bit anxious. After figuring out what she might have been thinking, three black lines couldn't help but appear on Xu Ting's forehead. And the commander of the Imperial Guards continued, "Commander Xu, you already have a husband, and doing this to Ms. Du is not fair to him. Moreover, Ms. Du accepted this kind of relationship under pressure, and her heart must be." Xu Ting couldn't bear to listen any further and interrupted her, "Both of them have the surname Du, don't you find that strange?" Watching Xu Ting walk towards the campsite, the commander of the Imperial Guards pondered over this statement seriously. Suddenly, she slapped her forehead, could it be true? Indeed, she's the Zhenbian queen's daughter. Originally, Du Xian was memorizing the medical books alone, but He Jushin suddenly came over and distracted him. Du Xian unintentionally asked He Jushin a question out of curiosity, and things spiraled out of control from there. 2 days later, Du Xian claimed to have finished memorizing everything. He Jushin was incredibly astonished and almost dropped the teacup in her hand. "You've memorized all of it?" Du Xian nodded, "Yes." He Jushin said, "No, I don't believe it. I'm going to test you to prove that you remember everything." Then He Jushin started asking questions and challenging Du Xian in various ways. When Xu Ting arrived and saw Du Xian being tested by He Jushin, she immediately stopped in her tracks, not daring to interrupt. Even her moods were fluctuated by Du Xian's responses. If Du Xian answered smoothly, she felt happy too. If Du Xian stumbled in answering any question, she felt anxious. And if Du Xian took too long to think, she couldn't help but feel worried that he might forget. In the end, she even took off a piece of wood from the door frame due to her anxiety. Du Xian finally managed to answer all of Dr. He Jushin's questions successfully. He Jushin walked around him, taking a few steps to the left and a few steps to the right, her eyes shining brightly. "Genius, you are a natural-born talent for studying medicine." Xu Ting threw the wood scraps in her hand to the ground and walked up, saying, "Dr. He, now that Xian has completed your request, shouldn't we set off?" However, He Jushin, who was too excited, completely ignored her and only looked at Du Xian, saying, "Good child, how about becoming my disciple?"